he of USA Today. Doug, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
Good, my pleasure. Yeah, I came back from, I was telling your producer, I live in Seattle where it's like raining an inch a day, so Miami's cool. I'm good with it.
Beach problems. You've got beach problems.
Beach, I have beach problems and pool problems, and yeah, it's a horrible life.
Some way you'll find a way to deal with it. Let's talk Chiefs. Let's talk 49ers. I led in with this. The Chiefs have a feel of a team specifically because of the quarterback, and who knows how long Andy Reid will end up being there over the next decade, but they've got the feel of the team that will help define the NFL for the next decade. Do the 49ers have a similar feel to you, or are there too many question marks?
Well, I don't know that Garoppolo can be a franchise defining quarterback. And I mean, I think the franchise has defined Garoppolo. When you throw 8 passes in a conference championship game, you know, it's an old axiom that's true. Coaches will tell you what they think of their quarterbacks by how they're utilized. And ever since that interception that Garoppolo threw to Everson Griffin in the divisional round, they hit him. They said, okay, we're just going to run the ball and play great defense, and that's how it goes. So there's not anything about Garoppolo that defines anything except if you have a great defense and a great running game, can you still win a Super Bowl with kind of a quote-unquote game manager quarterback? If anything, the Niners are kind of playing against type in that they're running the ball so much and in so many different ways and so effectively in a league that is ostensibly becoming more and more pass happy. So I think as far as, you know, defining the league going forward in that regard, it's more the Chiefs and, you know, Seahawks, Wilson, Ravens with Lamar Jackson, teams like that. I don't know if the 49ers are a defining element in that regard.
How much does this game mean to Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, it means a ton to him. I'm sure he'd like to win it. I'm sure he'd like to silence the doubters. I mean, players will always tell you, I just finished a story on the Chiefs defense and all these guys who are just really tired of hearing how bad they are when they're actually not that bad as a defense. Garoppolo is well aware. These guys all have rabbit ears. They all tell you they don't pay attention, and they all do. So Garoppolo is aware that people are saying he is – at best, a sort of neutral factor, and at worst, a liability. Would he like to come out and throw 4 touchdown passes? Sure he would. Would he be happy with 10 passes and 1 touchdown and no interceptions in a ring? I'm sure he'd be almost as happy with that.
How do you compare Jimmy Garoppolo to Jared Goff, what he means to the scheme in L.A. compared to what he means to the scheme in San Francisco?
Interesting question. I would say that, and nobody questions Sean McVay's offensive brilliance, play design, play calling, and all that, and I would agree with that. I think Garoppolo has an edge in that as far as formation diversity, the use of motion, different ways to upset defenses. I think Kyle Shanahan is in a league of his own and has been for the last 4 or 5 years. I think in the Rams case, they did a lot with tight formations, a few different route concepts. Their offensive line kind of fell off, and it was kind of equal parts personnel and scheme. I think they're going to have to start scheming past their personnel. And I think in the 49ers case, they're already doing that. So Garoppolo comes into a highly favorable situation where his assets are maximized and his liabilities are hidden as much as possible. They're fairly considerable liabilities. He has some reading issues over the middle of the field that you would not expect from a guy who's paid over $100 million in a full contract. But, you know, I would say to compare them would be, you know, maybe second tier quarterbacks who are reliant on scheme to succeed. They're not Trubisky-level, anchors or albatrosses, but these are not the guys you're going to expect to win you multiple games a year, a la Peak Brady, Peak Rogers, Breeze, Wilson, Mahomes, et al.
Doug Farrar of USA Today is down at the Super Bowl in Miami. He joins me this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. You mentioned some of those guys that Mahomes follows in the footsteps of, and he's doing some things that we've never seen before in the National Football League. But from a career trajectory, is there one that you most compare his to, whether it's Roethlisberger and what he did at the start of his career and where it took him, or Wilson or somebody along that line?
I've always thought he was very reminiscent of Wilson. I see a little bit of Steve Young. I've never really gotten the Favre comparisons. I was speaking to a colleague last night who compared him to John Elway early on, which I thought was an interesting comp. The career trajectory, I think, is imagine if Russell Wilson didn't play in a run-first offense, and that's Patrick Mahomes. And that's what you get. You get 50 touchdowns in his first year as a starter, and, you know, he had his injury issues this year, but most certainly this is a guy who can do just about anything. The difference with him over some quote-unquote athletic quarterbacks, and this is why I compare him to Wilson, he's got, you know, the preternatural sense of the passing game. You know, he gets the whole thing. He can go off to his second and third read. This isn't a guy who's in an elementary system. You know, Andy runs one of the most complicated passing games in the NFL, one of the most multifaceted. And Mahomes was able to go from Cliff Kingsbury's offense at Texas Tech to this and just take it on. So it is a really remarkable thing that he's doing.
As you alluded to earlier, the Kansas City offense certainly overshadows the defense, and they don't probably get the credit they deserve. In San Francisco, it's the opposite. San Francisco's defense has been so great that the offense, whether you like Garoppolo or not, it probably doesn't get the credit it deserves. Of the four units that we're talking, offense, defense for both teams, which holds the keys to this game? Which defines this game in your mind?
Kansas City's offense. And how I kind of wonder if it'll go is it's like close through the first quarter, and then either Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes or someone on that staff finds a hole. And all of a sudden it's 28 points in 5 minutes, which can happen. And the two primary coverages San Francisco has run this year, cover three and cover four. Mahomes' numbers against cover three and cover four are absolutely insane. If you present him with zone defense over and over and over, I don't care how good your personnel is, he'll rip it apart. So they have to come out with some different things. I would say in order, it's Kansas City's offense, San Francisco's defense, San Francisco's offense, and Kansas City's defense. If Mahomes does what he wants against zone, all Kansas City's defense will have to be as good, and it'll be all over.
Really enjoyed your piece talking about the secret stars of this game. We all talk Mahomes, we talk Garoppolo, Kittle, Kelsey, go down the list, but it is often that second tier or the players we don't think of that make big plays in big games. Who are some of those guys for our listeners who perhaps don't know the depth charts as well as you do?
Well, I would say a few guys to watch. Safety for the Chiefs, safety Daniel Sorensen. He's a guy who will play deep safety and come out and crash in on the run game. That's going to be a big part of their defense. Cornerback named Charvarius Ward, second-year guy at Middle Tennessee State, wasn't even invited to his combine, and now has become kind of a force multiplier in that secondary. For San Francisco, I would say right guard Mike Person. He is the primary pulling guard when they run trap, and he's a really good power blocker. His teammates have had a lot of really good things to say about him. Receiver Deebo Samuel, who is also kind of a running back in their reverse game. And Fred Warner, one of their two speed linebackers along with Quan Alexander. That guy might be the best off-the-ball linebacker in the NFL that nobody's talking about. So, schematically, it's a fascinating Super Bowl. And just from a personnel standpoint, these teams are both so well-built. There are all kinds of stories to be told as the week goes on.
USA Today's Doug Farrar will be at the Super Bowl on Sundays in Miami right now. He joins me on the Scott Rintoul Show. Who has the coaching edge in this game?
Ooh, good one. As far as offense, I think it's a push. I would give a slight edge to the Chiefs as far as coaching. On defense, I think overall the Niners have better defensive personnel. I don't think there's any question about that. I just get a sense talking to Steve Spagnuolo, Kansas City's defensive coordinator, and those Chiefs players, I think they have some surprises for San Francisco's offense, and I think Jimmy Garoppolo in particular could find that very disconcerting.
A lot of the stories this week are, of course, about the game. We'll all be focused on it, but there's a couple other big topics brewing right now. Tom Brady, will he be back with New England? Will he be playing somewhere else? Drew Brees, are we going to get to see him play again in the National Football League? How big in your mind are those questions as far as dominoes go in what we see come this offseason, which starts next week?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's we don't know about Brady. We don't know about Brees. The Chargers are apparently cutting ties with Philip Rivers. Roethlisberger's future is very much in the air. We were talking earlier about the new generation of quarterbacks with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and that new generation could become the first generation sooner than we think.
Yeah, it most certainly could. And Deshaun Watson is part of that next generation as well. Your
absolutely.
Thoughts, yeah, and your thoughts on what they've done in Houston, doubling down on Bill O'Brien.
I have absolutely no idea. I am not privy to the room, but I have absolutely no idea.
Do you think
I don't know what to say about that one?
Do you think Deshaun Watson is in a good enough situation to maximize what he can do in this league?
To maximize, I mean, we're talking about guys like Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid and Sean McVay as passing game designers and overall offensive designers. I'd see a guy who, after the Chiefs game, said that he couldn't come up with a play on 4th and 1 might not be in the same category.
It's a very good point. A very good point.
I'll just leave it at that.
Now, the three quarterbacks we're talking about right now, they all hail from the AFC, and Jackson and Mahomes and Watson may have this great quarterback rivalry for years to come. Who are the young guys that you see in the NFC? And I don't consider Wilson young. He's already in that category. Is Kyler Murray perhaps one of those guys? Who do you see as the defining
characters? You know, I have said that 2020 will be the year of Kyler Murray. What Mahomes did in 2018, what Jackson did in 2019, he is the guy, I think, who could really explode on the scene.
You think he's that good?
Yes, unquestionably.
It's going to be a fun division going forward. It really tells you how important this chance is for San Francisco, doesn't it? Because the Seahawks, as good as they were this year and all that cap space they have next year, man, they can reload. We saw what LA did even in a down year, and now with the emergence of Kyler Murray in San Francisco, that division could be nuts for the foreseeable future, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah, the Rams, they're so in on Goff and Aaron Donald and a couple other guys cap-wise. They might be on the outside looking in, you know, a couple years after going to a Super Bowl. That's how competitive it's becoming.
Doug, great stuff. Should be a fun week for you down in Miami. We'll take care of the rain for you up here in the Pacific Northwest part of North America. You enjoy the sun, okay?
Yeah, you guys can have it. Thanks.